Alright. So here's a bunch of examples which will we can use. So a very common notation is the colon notation. And we can either use colons or these sort of abstract indices I and j. So in the colon notation, you align, which you can hardly see, I need to change the font here. You align A of colon with B of colon. That says take every array element of A and align it so it's exactly the same syntax, same position as B. So as long as you're matching indices exactly, which you are actually in most examples, you do not need to specify indices. Whereas if you wanted to, say, displace A of I with, if you want to align A of I with B of I minus 1, you would want to use this index notation. So the bottom example is one with a two-dimensional colon notation. So I believe that a line is a relatively straightforward concept, and how to use it. Usually the align statements, at least in my opinion, are quite obvious from the problem. So a line is an example of a very problem-oriented declaration, because you really should be able to work out from the nature of the problem what the right type of alignment is. It shouldn't be some difficult algorithm to find out how to do alignment, although actually there is computer science work which is meant to generate I should say that align statements and distribute statements could in principle be derived from the program by analysis. The reason why I think that, although that people have done interesting work in that area, that hasn't proven to be too popular, because actually it's not too difficult to find for the user to decide how to do it. In particular, a line is usually very easy. So if you don't understand the problem well enough to know how the arrays should be oriented with respect to each other, then probably you shouldn't be programming the example anyway. Of course, the poor old compiler, which has no idea where the problem's coming from, it does not know that there's computational fluid dynamics and these funny things called U and rho and E are just density, energy, and velocity. The compiler has, in principle, no idea that these are just different components of the same fluid position, and therefore obviously should be aligned together. So that's an example. You know, so the align allows the user to express obvious, typically obvious features of the problem to the compiler. Now the distribute command, which tells you once you've done the alignment where you put the data, that's usually less obvious. It's often less obvious, because that's some optimizing communication type algorithm, and for a complicated problem that can be non-trivial. So whereas the line comes automatically from the problem, distribute, which is involves both the problem and the computer, because you are distributing onto a virtual or a real computer, that I see is clearly harder. It's not, in fact, in general, requires actually running a complicated load balancing algorithm, which is NP complete, to be able to find out the right assignments.